Welcome to the first episode of Born Sinner, Saved. Here we'll learn truth, put Jesus in the forefront, and heal church hurt. This episode will bring awareness to the activity that happens in your thoughts that you may not even be thinking or aware of. You'll learn how to become sensitive to this and handle it. I'm your host, Floyd Bryant. Have you ever wondered, why'd I think that? Or where'd that thought come from? Even say to yourself, why can't I control the thoughts that just pop into my mind? These are valid concerns, and truthfully, we have intrusions in our thoughts on a daily basis. The scripture, 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3 through 7 says, for though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. And Matthew 16, chapter verse 22 to 23 says, Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. Never, Lord, he said, this shall never happen to you. Jesus turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns. And then Mark 7, verses 18 to 23, are you so dull, he asked? Don't you see that nothing that enters a person from the outside can defile them? For it doesn't go into their heart, but into their stomach, and then out of the body. And saying this, Jesus declared all food clean. See, everything starts in the mind way before it gets physical. Thinking about something builds a need to have it or play it out. Everything created came from thoughts. The technology for this podcast I'm using, and for a specific purpose. Believe it or not, every thought is designed and has a specific purpose. Whether it's from you, whether it's from God, or whether it's from Satan, it has a specific purpose. Another question is, what if you're not aware of what goes on in your mind? What kind of life would that create? Think about it. There are beliefs in your mind that you've created or that came from somewhere, like, I trust no one. All men are dogs. Women only want you for money. And there are many more thoughts that people live by. That's there in their thoughts that they don't even realize that they're living by. And regardless of how they got there, through circumstances or events, someone speaking it into you, they still need to be carefully examined, especially when thoughts just pop up and are extremely or suddenly intrusive. Meditating on them begins to feel more like they're actually your thoughts. That's why thoughts should be challenged by the Bible and what Jesus says. Thinking you can't control your thoughts is a dangerous place to be. Let's look at this. Why did Jesus call Peter Satan? Why did Jesus call Peter Satan? Remember in John 13:27, Satan entered Judas. How? How did Satan enter Judas? Through the mind. Not paying attention to your thoughts is the equivalent to leaving your front door open for thieves. We receive influence from four different places: heaven, hell, self, and others. The one you give the most attention will take control of your life. That's why it's so important who you are around and let speak into you. Wrong thoughts can hinder progress. Thoughts are so serious and important that wrong ones can make you an enemy to God. Let's read Romans 12 and 2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Why is it important to renew your mind? Why the mind? because the mind is the place of change. It is where change begins and take place, moving from inward to outward. See, demons force their will into the world and into a society through intruding the mind, turning it from God. Let's take a look at Matthew chapter 4, verse 8 and 10. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. All this I will give you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me. Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. And in Matthew 22, verse 37, Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. And then Mark 12 and 30. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. We love, worship, and serve God, starting with our thoughts. So always remember that. Serving God starts in your mind. It's in the mind that you think something and you say, hey, I'm going to do this. Or this is how I want to serve God. This is how I'm going to serve God. And that's why it's so important to get his word in your mind so that we can function within his word. So here are the key takeaways for this week. This is what I want you to do. Stop. Think first. Ask where that thought come from. Compare it to God's word. I love you guys. Have a great day. And if you like what you heard and want more, subscribe to Born Center Saved Podcast. Also, connect with me on Instagram. I love to hear from you guys. Thank you for listening and have a great day.